My friends, it's Coach Vig. Welcome to the most bare-boned podcast out there, the Sean Vig podcast. Sitting in my car, always in a really fancy spot, but I guess it's how I do the brand, right? We just go anywhere, anytime, and if the mood strikes us, we film, we create, we do something extraordinary, hopefully something that lasts a long time and brings a lot of value to a lot of people and keep passing it on. It's about 85 degrees here in Central Florida. I was listening to Christmas music. I'm actually in the parking lot at the Advent Hospital, formerly called the Celebration Hospital, Florida Hospital. Going to go work out. It's very tough for me as a growing up as a Wisconsin boy, learning how to play hockey on a frozen lake, to be here for Christmas time when it's, and you heard me right, November 1st is starting Christmas for me, my favorite holiday. And it's very difficult when it's 80 and 90 degrees out. So I still listen to a little Christmas music in the car. Maybe I'll turn the air conditioning way up. But man, I miss Wisconsin. I miss the mountains. I miss all that kind of stuff. But hey, coming up soon in the works, I'm going to be doing a series, a bunch of videos, maybe a big collection of them, a block, as it were. So probably early December for stress relief. Some deep stretch videos, all that great stuff that we enjoy doing, opening up the entire body, no weights, no machines, some of the Coach Vig specialties. But I thought that would be appropriate. I'm always looking for myself to be inspired about new things to film, especially as it relates to whichever season we're in. And I know that Christmas time and New Year's and the holidays, rather stressful for a lot of people. I always enjoy myself, but I go through my stuff too. I was losing my mom on Christmas a few years ago and watching my dad get very ill at Christmas time. There's things. I pray on it all the time and need to work through it, rise above it. So, but it's good. I think a maybe five or seven videos. I'm not sure yet, but I've been writing out some marketing stuff for it, some promo stuff for it. Some of it I'm writing out while I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot. But I do very well with a project. I need a project to get excited about. I'm almost done with my book proposal for my latest book. It'll be my 12th book. Going to submit it to my publisher. Something to do with fitness and kids, but writing down a lot of ins and outs of that, how it'd be different from what's out there. So that's a whole nother thing. But definitely working on this new series. Let me know in the comments wherever you're hearing this. If you have any requests for any specific kind of moves or stretches, I'm always on the lookout for new sequences, new ways to do things, new ways to stretch. Keeps me invigorated. So definitely a stress relief series. Looks like it's gonna rain here. We've got the big palm trees. Very windy. I was actually gonna go out today and start filming it, but very, very windy. And I know you guys don't like voiceovers very much. I don't like them either. The main reason it's a lot more work for me. And plus, I like to be in the moment and talking while I'm doing stuff. The only exception is if it's a really challenging workout, sometimes it's nice just to indulge myself and then worry later about doing a voiceover so I can actually breathe and compose my thoughts. But I've been filming for a long time, so I've gotten it down to a science, when to breathe, when to talk, and all that stuff. All right, my friends, I'm going to go into the gym where 98% of the people are hunched over on their phones. Rather sad. I have a great relationship with this gym for many years. I used to personal train here. I taught a lot of spinning classes here. This is the Advent Health now. It used to be called Celebration Fitness in Celebration, Florida. Give me a thumbs up if you've ever worked out here. It's a great facility. But over 20 years now, 22 years, I've been training here. I've lately been coming just to work out. But you know how things change now. It's definitely a cell phone culture. Everyone used to chat a lot. Used to see people I knew from the neighborhood, from the town, from the area, and I don't know anyone there anymore. I guess that's what happens when you move away for 7 years. But it's hard to talk to people when everyone has their nose buried in their phone. I do very well. I have a very large online following, God willing, and I just use the phone for music. And I'm like, what's everyone else looking at here? Is it the news, sports? Did they post that they were going to work out and then they're seeing who likes it? It's a whole nother animal now, isn't it? I say when you get to the gym or do any of my workouts, leave the phone far away. Focus on the now, enjoy yourself. Give thanks always. All right, my friends, 5 minutes. I'll see you soon. The most fabulous fantastical and elaborate podcast in the world, Sean Vieg Fitness Podcast, or Sean Vieg Podcast. I even know the name of my podcast.